So if you're scratching your head going, oh, I know it's going to be hot and sunny, but I don't know what I'm going to do this weekend, then listen up because I've got a new segment for you. It's called Around Town. Look at the coolest stuff you can check out if you have no plans yet for this weekend. Let's hit it, shall we? Now, a weekend just wouldn't be a weekend without some kind of markets. My wife loves them, drags me to all sorts of markets right across Sydney. The best way to keep your Saturday is to sleepily wake up and trudge around a local school or hall. You won't find a better market than the Green Square Markets, which is at Joyton Park in Zetlands, with loads of stalls with delicious food, including Ola Lola, which is some Latin American cuisine, which sounds delicious, Porky's Penthouse and more. Some great arts and craft as well are part of that markets, with plenty of gifts available if you're heading to a party maybe later on in the weekend. Lots of activities as well for the kids, and pets are most welcome. The pets are kind of the real sideshow of these Green Square markets. Lots of pets parading themselves around the wonderful surrounds of Zetland. Check it out this Saturday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Joyton Park in Zetland. That is Green Square Markets. A great way to spend your Saturday. Moving on. Now, we are still technically in summer, so why not ease yourself into the weekend and celebrate everything Sydney has to offer with warm weather, good food, cold drinks, and great live music. Running 6 p.m. on Friday night, so tomorrow night, throughout Feb and March, the Sunset Courtyard Sessions at the Seymour Centre gives you the chance to discover new bands in an intimate setting as Sydney's young and up-and-coming musicians are showcased, like Aluka, who's playing this Friday. So she's playing tomorrow night at the Seymour Special Courtyard Sessions at the Seymour Centre. Aluka is a young Sydney songstress whose sound has been described as enchanting melodies moving smoothly through swamp rock, retro pop and balladry. She's been working with Ollie from the Cat Empire, who are a great Australian band on some records, and has toured across the country with some very big names. She's been nominated for New South Wales Voice of the Year, which is a pretty amazing award, and getting all sorts of airplay across Australia and New Zealand. Definitely worthy for you to check out live tomorrow night with a bar, barbecue, roaming performers and a family-friendly games on offer. It's definitely one to check out. It's happening tomorrow night at the Seymour Centre, and more importantly, it is free. So check that out. So you can see Aluka tomorrow night and every Friday night throughout Feb and March, the Courtyard Sessions, which is pretty cool. Moving on, now Tropfest is back. In case you didn't know, now we all know that it airs or happens in December, but it was cancelled due to financial mismanagement. But a new partnership with CGU Insurance ensures that it is back for 2016. It's happening this Sunday on Valentine's Day, which is pretty neat. If you have got a Valentine out there, you haven't quite planned what you had in store for him or her or it, then make sure you check out Tropfest. The final films will start around 9 p.m. It's being broadcast on SBS2 as well. And Trop Junior, of course, which is the festival's competition for young filmmakers 15 years or younger. It's always amazing what you young kids can do with technology these days. Sound really old. But you just can't beat checking out all the Tropfest films on the big screen down in Centennial Park with plenty of food and bars. I've got heaps of mates who have had films in Tropfest before, so it's definitely one to check out. I'm sure someone you know has got something in Tropfest as well. Check it out. It's happening this Sunday, Valentine's Day, between 3 and 11 p.m. And fresh off the press this morning, the news coming through. I've got a couple of releases so far this morning. Mel Gibson is who'll be judging as part of the judging panel for Tropfest. So Mad Max himself down there in Centennial Parklands giving what he thinks is a worthy winner to Tropfest this Valentine's Day. Check it out. And one final little thing happening this weekend, sticking with Sunday, let me ask you this. How's your bikini body or your beach body? The Valentine's Day weekend gets a little bit crazy on Sunday with a whole lot of charity and fun with the Cupid's Undie Run. Yes, Cupid's Undie Run. Hundreds of pretty much naked runners take to the streets in celebration of fundraising for the Children's Tumor Foundation. This is happening not only in Bondi this Sunday, but also across 30 cities right across the globe. Taking part in the world's largest underwear run, which is a brief, 1.5-kilometer run this year. It's taking place in Bondi. As I said, you can go in a team, a couple, nice Valentine's Day, get to know your Valentine fairly well, I imagine, in a group of people without much clothes on, or alone. if you want to run by yourself in your undies. Looking to meet people, hey, you might meet a Valentine there. It's a great way to spend your Sunday morning and do some good for those in need. It's happening this Sunday, as I said, Cupid's Undie Run. Check out cupidsundierun.com.au for more information. So there's that. There's Trop Fest also on Sunday. That's free. Check that out. Centennial Parklands. The Seymour Centre. It's called Courtyard Sessions this Friday night. You can catch a Luca, but also other bands every Friday night in that part of Sydney, and the Green Square Markets on Saturday. So heaps to check out. That was 2 SERs around town. So no excuse for not having any plans for this upcoming weekend.